Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God. Among all blessings flow. Tonight's the night that we just thank God for the words, for the things He have done for us, and how God has shown us more, what He wants to do in us and by us and through us. And I would just say tonight that tonight's a great night for the Word of God to come forward. And God, if you listen, beloved, to those out there who listen, the Word of God is potent, because when you take it by faith, Satan can't do you no harm. When you take it by faith. See, but there is a problem that we in America suffer from, a rejection. But I want to just have a prayer before we go to the Lord, and got a teacher going to come on later on. One of the things that we say, Father, today is the day we say hallelujah. Today is the day that you gave us the wherewithal to do what we're doing, and now you've made us be where we are. I want to say thank you for another opportunity to call upon the name of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, who takes us directly to the Father. And Father, we just say thank you in Jesus' name. I pray that you're hearing our prayer. We ask that you purge us, wash us, cleanse with your blood, make us holy before you. And then, Father, we come to you to say thanks for this day. When the enemy tried, we prevailed. When the enemy came again, we prevailed. We took your word and we live according to your word. Your word has made us so we are. And your word is alive in us. And we want to thank you, Father. Since we believe, we have received the Holy Spirit. But I hear someone saying in their message that believing in the fire, I tell you, Father, your word says, but there coming one whose name who's not worthy to choose, I'm unworthy to unless, but he shall come and baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. So, Father, the rejection, while some people can't see between their own two little beady eyes, forgive them because I love them. We love them and we forgive them. Teach us this day how to walk by faith and not by sight. Teach us to humble ourselves before you, that all things will work together. Teach us to know that it's you who said we can do all things through Jesus Christ who sent us. And then, Father, because we are on the radio station, this radio station belongs to you, not to me. But you bring brothers and sisters on who have a common entity in the gospel of Jesus Christ, a common cause, a common thought process, a common move, a common understanding. The Word of God outsees everything else. And then, Father, we just want to thank you for America, for the United States you gave her. And I know there's prophecy, but while the time we have, show us how to get many in right now. For you said in your word, the laborers, he said, the harvest is great. It's great out there, Lord. It's plentiful. And I ask you to send me amidst that harvest. And let me do your work. Not only me, but other brothers and sisters. That we might go and break the harvest in. But the labor, teach us how to make laborers to come in. Show us how to instruct laborers to bring them in from darkness into this marvelous light. Let us not lift ourselves up or pride ourselves up, but let us submit to you, Holy Father. Tonight's the night that I say thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for what you've done for today for my wife. I thank you for what I've done for our children, son and daughter, for our grandson. I thank you, Father, for my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law. I pray this night that your word will be sure and true. I ask you tonight in the name of Jesus that you appear upon this radio station, not on this day, but in days past and gone. Tonight we said thank you. You said thank you. We said thank you. Sir, we just said thank you for the president, for both houses of Congress, for the governor, for the mayor, for the islands of all 50 states. But I pray that they come to a reliable understanding to know that Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you, Father, as we raise up the army of righteousness. Show me how to live, Father. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So tonight, if I get an opportunity to say a word to you tonight and to speak a nice word to you, because I want to let you see something, understand something. See the results of rejection. So when you go to Numbers 14, go to the 14th chapter of Numbers, 4 and 45, where we're teaching from tonight. See, but it is foolish to attempt the work of God without His direction and abiding presence. Let me say that again. It's foolish to attempt work of God, work for God, without His direction and His abiding presence. Amen. See, the fearful complaining as the sons of Israel was in that day, they provoked God. But they were to teach us to see in what the Bible says to us. They provoked God, rejecting His servant. They didn't want to hear the prophet. They didn't want to hear that. But you know what? They even come to a point in one of the lessons where they said, when Moses had went up and done everything he was to do for the children of Israel, he told them, I'm going up to the mountain. Hallelujah. I'm going to the mountain. I'm going to talk to Yahweh. And He's going to give us instruction and give us direction where we need to go. And see, but they rejected Him. When Moses came back down, the people who were supposed to be God's chosen people, they had took a golden calf. They started insulting God. Idolatry. Idolatry. Do you know there's people today that are still in adultery? I-D-O-L-T-R-O-Y. Adultery. Idolatry. Because they want to have a witchcraft. One person told me in time past, I don't need the Holy Ghost. I got a rabbit foot. Now, my question to you is, how can a rabbit foot save you from something when a rabbit foot has been dead? We just finished boiling him in the pot. See, but you have to understand, when we reject His servants, we're rejecting the plan of God. See, when you go without His directions, you're going as a lost goose. A lost goose, the way he's going, he's just out there. I have to bring this in. See, God said, I will teach you. God will teach me and you what it means to reject Him. See, God's going to teach us. See, have you ever been in a position where where I've rejected God? No, I didn't want to hear what God had to say. I want to hear what I had to say. But you know what? God has let me come into a position. Thank you, Father. See, what it means. See, there were 10 leaders of the rebellion who struck dead. They were dead. When you go in and you read Numbers, you're going to find 10 leaders dropped dead. See, and all of a sudden, everybody got upset and said, oh my Lord, we thought we had a merciful God. God is merciful, but God wants an obedient people. Great sorrow filled their hearts and the camp. They began to wonder, what did we do wrong? You did wrong by obeying God, by taking His direction, by rejecting His leader. See, all of a sudden, when they had this great sorrow to fill the camp, see, in the neighborhood where you live, well, we don't know what happened, child. Something happened. Yes, you do. Person next to you got more things going on in the darkness than they do in life. But you got to pray for them. Because some people got scales over there. As I was reading the book of Corinthians, that God may remove the scales from their eyes. And the example was best painted. A person is dead. If you can take a thin diamond, put it over their pupil eye, they can hear, they can talk, but they touch, but they can't see. And a blind man, that's how it was with people of God. That's how it is today with people. Thank you, Holy Father. That today, we live in a time where we got to give ourselves account to do what God has called us to do. Not because we anything but because the word of God says. God said, if you come close to me, I'll come close to you. But a lot of time we just want, see, some people just want to stay out there and do what they're doing. And I want to let you know, when something seals you and sin is a dangerous thing. I don't care how you look at it, sin is dangerous. See, great, when you live at around the house, and every time you look, everything's going wrong in the house, the car not going right. Let me tell you something. When you start complaining all the time, not hearing what God's saying, you don't realize the fight. See, but God, when God sent them out to the Akamites to fight for them, but God refused to fight for them. But God, you, oh God, won't you fight for us? You didn't obey me. See, God is a merciful God. He sent his son, Jesus Christ. And then to tell us, that, see, when we reject God and God's word, we're rejecting the plan of salvation. So having said that, I will say, see, I want you to know it's not too late to be obedient. Jesus is still on the throne. God bless you for any words I gave you. Amen. How you doing, sister?
Doing
well,
Dr. Hunter. How you doing?
Hearing you, teacher. I'm glad to hear your voice. And know God is a blessing for you. So I step back and say, give us what you got.
Amen. I happen to be in Texas.
What?
And I'm at home in Texarkana, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hello, Texarkana.
Amen. And, I thank God for it. I'm on my way over to my grandmother's house. She just turned 94 this year.
What you
at
say?
Get out of the month.
94
Amen.
Years.
Amen. And she constantly is blessing the Lord and just thankful. You know, she's living in her own home, and she has a 95-year-old sister.
What you say?
That lives at her own home up in St. Louis, Missouri, and drives her own car. And you know what? The common denominator for these two ladies is that Jesus is Lord.
Is Lord. Hallelujah. Teach it.
Amen. And, you know, I was looking at one thing, and I do apologize for riding and talking, but I just kind of been a little late. I was just with my brother just now. But I
Amen.
Knew that I need to get on the radio tonight. You know, in the book of Isaiah, it says that he's called Wonderful Counselor.
Yes.
Mighty God.
Prince of Peace.
And you know, this was what was prophesied about Jesus.
Yes.
You know, he is God. He is the everlasting Father. He is God.
Yes.
You know, and we have a new covenant, it says in Hebrews
yes.
Chapter 8, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God says this is a new covenant that I have with you. And I believe that this verse, I can't get it up right now on my iPad. If you could read it for me, please.
What channel is it in?
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. And here comes the word. And the Bible says in chapter 8, verse 8, says, how... For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the door comes, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Praise God.
Amen. And it says that I will be, what does it say, that I will be their God?
Yes.
And I will write my commands in their hearts?
Yes.
Can you read the whole thing for me?
Okay,
what he said.
But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry by how much all should be mediated of the better covenant which was established upon better promises. For that the first covenant had been faultless, then should no peace have been sought for the second. Then finding fault in with him, he said, behold, the day will come when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their father in the days when I took them by hand out of the land of Egypt. Because they continued not in the covenant, and I guard them not, saith the Lord. For this covenant that I will make with the house of Israel these days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon them. I will put my mind in their mind. I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them on their heart. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be a people. It's a mere people, to mere people. Praise God.
Amen. And this is all God's doing.
Yes.
He said, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord.
Yes.
I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. All
yes.
that is God's doing. That's the covenant of grace right there.
Yes.
And grace ain't got nothing to do with me.
No.
Nothing to do with my behavior, but it does. I do have to believe it.
Got to believe.
See, a lot of times we put our behavior or our misbehavior.
Mm-hmm.
We pile all that up on whether we saved or not.
Yeah.
See, if I could save myself, I wouldn't need a savior. Come on now. If I could fix myself,
yes,
I wouldn't need somebody to fix me. If I could deliver myself, if I could heal myself, I wouldn't need a healer. I wouldn't need a deliverer if I could deliver myself.
My God.
It is not about us. It is grace, but grace doesn't give us a ticket to sin, but we are sinners based on what the first Adam did. Now, come on now. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Now, we need to see this thing right. See, that's the problem. A lot of times, we're not seeing right. We're not understanding this right.
Amen.
And a lot of times, folks say, well, you can't tell them that because they're going to go on sinning. No, no, you missed it. See, when we understand grace and what has been done for us, the salvation that you know, how he has redeemed us, bought us back, reconciled us,
yes.
That's not going to make us more of a sinner. That's going to make us more saved.
That's it. My God, my
God.
We got
this thing backwards, and we're not explaining this thing right. And the thing about it, the word is open up to us, and we have to come and we have to study this word.
That's it.
We don't sit up here allowing other people to tell us stuff and just accepting these things from people when it's not even the word of God. That's not salvation. About what Jesus did on the cross. He died for our sins, past, present, and future.
Yes.
He paid the price for sin. And see, a lot of people want you to still pay for it.
Yes. No, I'm paying for it.
People want you to pay for it. No, Jesus paid it all.
Paid it all.
And he paid something that there's no more payment for. Because when he made the payment, he went and sat down. At the right hand of God.
God have mercy.
Now that's the bottom line right there.
Teach.
The new covenant says, he said, yes. I will be to them a God. Now if we receive God, we don't need nothing else.
That's it.
In God is everything. There's a scripture in Peter says, we have all spiritual blessings.
Yeah.
Now if we have all, that means we ain't missing nothing. Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing missing and nothing broken when we when we receive all that God has given us.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. God is a good God, and when we get a right understanding of this word, we don't have to sit up here and go through these religious things, or things that people, you know, these other commandments that people put on us.
Amen. Teach, sister. Teach.
Now I'm in a spot where I can sit down and look at this word with you. I'm so sorry I had to get it while I was on the go.
That's all right. No, I'm on your team. I'm on your team.
Amen. I want to hit that scripture again. It says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their heart. I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Now, you tell me, what part of that you got to do with that?
You got nothing to do with it, nothing.
You got to believe.
That's it. Got to believe.
You got to believe. And Jesus have done everything that we need done for us. And that's why they call us believers. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. I'm in my grandmother's house now. And I'm able to sit in her front room at the table.
Amen. Is she there? Put her on the line. Let me say hello to her.
Oh, okay. You want me to put her on the line? Okay.
Yeah. If
all right. Hold on a second. Let me get this off my ear.
All right. God bless.
This is Dr. Hunter in Houston, Texas. He want to say good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Good evening to you. I'm doing just fine.
Well, I'll tell you what, you praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So glad to be here.
I know. She was telling me your age, and I said, no, we got to let her have a word to the entire world. God has kept his hands on you for 90-plus years. Nobody but God. Nobody but God.
Nobody but him.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. He's going to take you further.
Yes.
Amen.
He didn't bring it this far to leave me.
I know it. Well, what you say?
I thank him every day and night. I bless him. I thank him for blessing me.
Ooh, Jesus.
To speak one day from another. Because I really have had some hard times. I've been in the hospital 2 times on the intensive care a whole week. Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Then I was in a home for 2 times, for months at a time. Left my home here where I am now in February. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Didn't think I'd ever come back.
Oh, Jesus.
But through the grace of God, he brought me.
Through the grace of God.
He brought me from a mighty long way. Thank you, Jesus.
I
can tell them all how he helped me. He helped me. I prayed over the night. Everybody be saved. Lord have mercy.
My God.
They said, I thought God was in the room, which I said, well, Jesus in him with me.
My God.
Lord have mercy. And I tell everybody, just trust in the Lord. Look up to him. He'll make a way out of no way. I know he will. Because I don't trust him. And I thank you all so much. I don't know who I'm talking to.
You're talking on the radio. No, it doesn't. We got contact with God.
Yes, get in touch with God. That's right.
Yes. Amen.
And I thank you.
I thank you, Mother. I thank you for your faith. I thank you for your endurance. I thank you that you can stand on this video. The entire world is hearing you tonight. And I got tears in my eyes, and I'm thanking God because God has kept you. He has kept you. He's proven
God.
He's proven to me.
Yes.
You got to walk just like you're walking. We got to walk according to God's word. We got to do God's word.
Yes.
Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah. I find myself crying now, my mother. I find myself crying more now because I hear the pure word of God.
Yes.
I hear the same word God has done for you.
When they hear you, you can't help them crying.
Can't help it. I tell them. They to my two big men, like a baby. He's like a baby. I said, but y'all don't understand what's going on inside my heart. God reviving me constantly.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Here you are, 9 plus years, still on the face of the earth, telling that how good God is. Good God. Woo!
Yes.
Praise Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. 90 plus and still saying, I will trust in the Lord. He brought me a mighty long way.
A mighty long way.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes.
I heard you say there was a time we didn't have, but God was still there. He's letting us know.
Yes.
He said to this generation, I'm still God. I'm still God.
Yes.
It's a blessing tonight. Hallelujah. I tell you, Mother, I love the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and I pray you will live many more years to tell a generation to generation. There is no God like our God.
No God like our God. Yes.
Ooh,
Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. 90 plus years old.
Yes.
9 plus years old. Looking at the gate. Looking under Jesus, who is the author and the finisher. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know that somebody in the neighborhood is saying they ought to see you as an example of what God can will when they trust in God like you.
That's
Hallelujah. And I want to thank God for your that young lady that came all the way across America to see this you this lady. And she said, well, I got and she said, she got you. I said, put on there. And I want you to know that if she want to get a copy of it, you can hear what you said because God is a witness. God is a witness. Yes, He's a witness. He's a witness. He's a witness. He's a witness to everybody that can be. Everybody wants to know it's a witness. We have to witness for the Lord. And I'm 69 years old, and I tell everybody that what the Lord has done for me is not even the best to come. My God, I'm... Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah. And what's your name, Mother?
Lenora Denman.
Okay, Lenoria.
Lenora, L-E-N-O-R-A.
Get out of Dodge City.
L-E-N-O-N.
Lenora, last name?
Lenora Denman.
D-E-N.
M-O-N.
Can I put you on my Facebook tonight and tell us to talk about you? Amen?
Yes. Yes.
Is
it? Yes.
I'm going to let the devil know. I'm going to let the devil know he ain't nothing but a devil and nothing but a liar. He ain't He ain't nothing but a thing that's going to take you out of here. You still here shaking your fist at him. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes.
And you're 94 years old.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. Ooh, you done passed 9 generations. Lord have mercy.
Yes, I've been here. I ain't just not got here. I've been here. I've been here down through the years.
You was back in when slavery was. You saw slavery.
I've been here in the ups and the downs.
My God. Mother Lenoria, one thing I want to say to you. One thing I want to say to you. I want to leave a prayer for you right now. Because it's exciting me. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have given Lenoria strength that she can stand and say to this generation, right in the book of Hebrews. And we just read your word, Father. You put it in her heart. And you place it in her heart. And you're showing us, here she is nine generations in, still proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. And we want to thank you for everything you've done for us. You're showing us the way how to live according to your word. Not what we say or think, but what your word says. You said, Father. You said, God. You said, God. You put your word in our heart. And we will become under you. You are our God, and we're your people. We want to thank you tonight for glory. Father, I pray you will continue to heal her body. Give her the strength she needs. Give her understanding. Give her wisdom.
Yes.
Increase it. Increase her knowledge. Increase her understanding. Increase her wisdom. Yes. Let her be an example that the world will say, I am alive.
Yes.
I am alive. I am alive. In the name of Jesus. The devil's a liar. And ain't nothing he can do about it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And I pray you will keep Sonya. I pray you will give wisdom to her and her children and all that's around you. May they see the drip of blessing fall off of you, run off of your lips, see out of your eyes, and hear what you're saying. They will trust and believe what you have said. And we want to thank you, Father, this bless her. Thank you for her.
Yes.
Tonight is our prayer being offered up, not only for her, but anyone like her, Father. Who have the faith to see. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen.
And
amen.
Don't leave love out. Love one another.
That's woo. Woo.
Love one another.
Mm.
Love one another.
Yes, Lord. Well, love one another.
Love one another.
Don't give it to him.
Yes. I'm dead to each other. Love.
Yes.
One another. That's the whole circumstance. God have loved us.
Yes.
He loved us.
He loved us.
And we need to love one another. I don't care what color you are or where you stand or how you go. But just love one another.
Yes, it
is. I leave that to all of you. Love one another.
Love
Let
one
God
another.
Have you.
Amen.
Well, you know what, sister? The Lord has used you tonight to test it. You have become a prophet on the radio tonight. You've done prophesied some things that are past and are yet to come to pass. Oh, glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lenoria, this month, I want to love you with the love of Jesus Christ in your aid. I pray, God, that you'll be able to hear this voice on the radio because I'm going to fix it so your daughter can come back, so Sonya can come back and let you hear what you said. So you can hear, you're talking to the entire world. You're going around the world talking the word of God.
Yes.
Somebody.
Yes.
Somebody. Somebody hear you say, you've been up and you've been down.
Yes.
But you stay steady. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you said, love one another. Love one another. You said, don't even worry about the color. See, the black man, the white man, the red man, the yellow man, they fighting.
It don't make no difference.
Make no difference.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. You ask me, I'm almost breathless just sitting there listening what God is doing to you. My God, 94 years old.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Still walking, still talking, still got a word, still got eyes for your sight. And correcting me, he took this young roots and corrected. Now it's Lenoria. Oh, praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, Sister Lenoria, I want to thank God for you tonight. And I'm not going to try to take all your time. I thank God for you coming here. And Sonia.
Amen.
Sonia.
Yes, I'm here.
You know what?
This is awesome.
Nobody but God.
Amen.
Nobody but God.
Yes.
My God Almighty. Ooh.
Yes.
You mind if I tell you live in Arkansas?
You mind if you do what?
I said, do you mind if I tell them you live in Texarkana?
No, I don't mind. We're right here in Texarkana.
A-K-A-N-A. That's all I need to know. I ain't going to tell them your address or nothing, but I'm going to put it on Facebook. When we get out there, I'm going to fix it so you can call. I'm going to tell you how to, and go back and listen to it. Because it's something that will help her to live. See, I don't know for a lot of people.
Word, right there.
That's the word. I mean, that's the word.
Amen.
She's not home run.
Amen.
The score is 1-0 and we're the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth, and she's knocked home run.
Right here.
My God, today.
And that's the word right there. God is love.
He's love.
He is love. That's the definition of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you can't love your brother whom you see, you ain't got no love for me.
And they ain't got no love? My God, my God.
That's what the Bible says.
What the Bible says.
It says, you can believe me and love me, and you can't see me.
Ooh-wee.
God is love.
Nothing but love.
And Jesus said they will know them by the love they have one for another.
Yeah. That's what it says.
We can't run from love. Love is the fruit of the Spirit. It start out with love.
My God.
Well, you know he called my friend my dear, and my dear hit it on the head.
Did he call her my dear? M-A.
Yeah, we call her my dear. M-A-D-E-A. My dear.
Okay. Is the D-E-A my dear?
Uh-huh. That's what we call her. We've been calling her that since I've known how to call her.
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah. We here.
Okay, now her name, what is her name, Madea? M-A?
Uh-huh, D-E-A, Madea. But her name is Lenora Denman. I don't know if you got that right. L-E-N-O-R-A. Lenora.
L-E-N-O-R-A. A. And her last name is
Denman. D-E-N-M-O-N. Lenora Denman. D-E-N, like a den.
Okay.
And then M-O-N, Denman.
Okay. Well, I got Facebook right now as we're talking.
She's been preaching all her life. She's been preaching long as I can remember. There's kids around here. And, you know, I thank God for having God-fearing people because that's a blessing. You know, the Bible says that you train up a child in the way they should go, and they've already gone.
Right.
We've had that training, and no matter what happened in life, we still came back to the Lord. And still,
Amen.
Some of us still on the way back.
Uh-huh.
But the bottom line is God gave us a promise.
He gave us a promise.
Yep. And bottom line is we're going to have that. We believers.
Yes.
Man.
And let's see, that was in Hebrews. See, I'm already talking to you and I'm doing things. They call a multitasker.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Well, Lenoria, let's see. I got a need love on another. And she coming over, let's see. And no color. Tatiana, she's a preacher.
Amen.
I've got a boy. She got a guy in the roar voice there, too. I said, listen to this.
It's a long line of preachers from our parents, grandparents. Yeah, it's a long line of preachers behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Preachers on both sides of the family.
Mm. I'm not as fast as I can with one hand. But I tell you what, go ahead and put this up. You got anything else you want to preach? You got anything else you want to say?
Just love one another.
Just love one another.
Love one another. Love one another. Well, the Lord bless you. You got
something. Treat folks.
Ma'am?
And treat folks as you want to be treated. Treat folks.
Uh-huh.
Do unto others as you have them to do unto you.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Sonia, why don't you tell, you know, I guess it's God's timing. It's God's timing to put on the radio. My God Almighty.
Amen.
Okay.
I knew this was going to happen tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God is good to us, ain't he?
He's been good to us. Well, this brought me to another level. It's put me to another level. And I'm just sitting there, I'm going through them in Hebrew. I'm putting up here and says, now things are spoken this in the Son, okay? And you said six verse. Here we go. Hallelujah. But now obtaining a more excellent ministry by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant. Good God Almighty. Which he established on a better promise. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault in them, he said, he found fault in both of them. Behold, the day will come, said the Lord, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them in the hand and led them out of Egypt. Because they contend not in my covenant, I regard them not, said the Lord. For this is the covenant, oh glory, this is the covenant that I will make in the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 They shall be to me a people, and they will teach.
Hallelujah.
And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. All shall know me. Can't nobody say they don't know about God, because here's an answer to the question. Know the Lord.
Amen.
Know the Lord. Here's a little four year old said, know the Lord. For all to know me. From the least to the greatest. Hallelujah. Here you've been there for 94 years. Still kicking.
Hallelujah.
And I like I always. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. And have a strong mind. Strong will.
Strong mind.
Strong man. Remember everything.
She's a preacher. She's been called a preacher.
Amen. Amen. I get it. I get a good preaching all the time. I receive it too.
I tell you. Well,
yes,
I say. And you know what? We had a new covenant. He said,
amen.
Say so. This one, which the kid and what's it oldest, very finished away. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all just y'all must have messed up there in Texarkana. Y'all
thank
just
you, Lord.
It's a mess. I have to pray for you now. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, run through the Bible and take this one scripture and go forward.
Amen.
My God Almighty. Look at this.
Amen. Amen.
Is God good? Is God good?
Yes, he is.
God is good.
All the time.
And
all the time.
All the time.
I like the way she said that. She don't even buy that time. She's all the time. Not sometimes, all the time.
Hallelujah.
All the time.
All the time.
Hallelujah.
Well, I tell
you
what I want to
say.
Okay, I'm putting you on Facebook now. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh. Amen. You got anything else you want to say?
Are you? Okay.
Now, all right.
We thank God for that word, love one another, and do unto others as you would have them. Amen.
I'm going to go ahead and close it out and thank God for the things he has done. And I'll probably put you on the phone when I get this all typed up so you can hear it. But I'm putting it on Facebook. I want the world to know it. I want the world to know it. I'm going to put it on tonight.
Amen.
Yes.
A blessed speaker to the 94-year-old woman. And she don't mind me telling all the single men. So.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, the Lord bless y'all. The Lord keep you until we meet again, okay?
Amen.
All right. God bless you.
Good night. God bless
good
you.
Night. And tonight's the night that I just say, and just let you know, tonight was a night that I have truly been blessed tonight. I had a lady on the radio with me, 94 years old. And we came on to do some teaching and preaching, but we watched God. God took a 94-year-old woman, and I want you to know something. He is 94. And her name is Lenora D-E-N-M-O-N, Demon. And she is a woman out of Texarkana, Texas. 94 years old, still talking how good God is. And so I made a commitment to her tonight that I'm going to put that on the Facebook because I want the world to know. See, a bunch of these young folks out there don't understand what God is saying. In this last hour. Here she is, 94, 8 generations, and she's still saying, love you one another. Don't hate because of your color. White boy, black boy, listen up. Red and yellow, hear what this old lady is saying. Yeah, now, she ain't the president, but she's the preacher woman. And I told her I would tell every single man out there that's past 90, you ain't got a chance because she belongs to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know that's what God does for us. He's a merciful God. He shows us his will. He shows us. And here God has put this one in the earth realm for such a time as this. God has done it. Not me, but God did it. He's showing me in my days. He said, but if you just trust me and see, if you take this, and it's going to bless you tonight because I'm going to let you, I got 11 more minutes to talk to you. But I want you to know, when you take this and you read it, and you take what it says, when you take what it says, you take God and His Word. And let me share something with you. One thing, good God Almighty, thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me today. And I want to give you some. I want to say something to you. Amen. Mother, my God. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Thank you for everything you've done for me. How you've done it, Father. Not me, but you've done it for me. I love you for it. Praise your holy name. Praise you. Stay on the page. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. But here's what you got to understand. There's no God like our God. And I want to let you know tonight that I just said thank you. And we praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.